జయ జయ మాధవ దయితే రాధే జయ జయ మాధవ దయ రాధే జయ జయ మాధవ దయితే గోకుల తరుణి మండల మహితే గోకుల తరుణి మండల మహితే రాధే జయ జయ మాధవ దయితే దామోదర రాతి వర్ధన వేషే హరి నిష్కుట వృందావిపినిషే దామోదర రాతి వర్ధన వేషే హరి నిష్కుట వృందావిపినిషే రాధే జయ జయ మాధవ దయితే వృషభానుదాధి నవశశిలేఖే దళిత సఖి గుణరమిత విశాఖే వృషభానుదాధి నవశశిలేఖే దళిత సఖి గుణరమిత విశాఖే రాధే జయ జయ మాధవ దయితే కరుణాం కురు మయి కరుణ భరితే సనక సనాతన వర్ణిత చరితే కరుణాం కురు మయి కరుణ భరితే సనక సనాతన వర్ణిత చరితే రాధే జయ జయ మాధవ దయితే రాధే జయ జయ మాధవ దయితే గోకుల తరుణి మండల మహితే రాధే జయ జయ మాధవ దయితే రాధే రాధే గోవింద గోవింద రాధే 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 గోవింద గోవింద రాధే జయ జయ రాధే జయ జయ శ్యామ జయ జయ శ్రీ వృందావన ధామ జయ జయ శ్యామ జయ జయ శ్రీ వృందావన ధామ జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ జయ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద గౌర భక్త వృంద గౌర భక్త వృంద హరి పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృతకి ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయా చక్షుః ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
హరే కృష్ణ. వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫర్ ద 8th చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ మధ్యలీల రామానంద రాయన్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య సంవాద్. సో వివర్ వాట్ వాజ్ ద వర్స్ నెంబర్ వివర్ ఇన్ ఓకే yes now we are going to the next level next section 117 to 196 where Mahaprabhu had asked a question about the truth of Radha and Krishna, Radha Krishna and their pastimes. So that is, this is section 117 to 196, a little big section. Still we will try to complete as much as we can today. So let us begin with 117. ప్రభు కహే లాగి ఐలామ తుమ స్థానే శ్రీ సవ తత్వ వస్తు హైల మోర జ్ఞానే
వ్యారే. ఆఫ్టర్ హియరింగ్ దిస్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు సేడ్ టు రామానంద రాయ్ దాట్ ఫార్ విచ్ ఐ హావ్ కమ్ టు యువర్ రెసిడెన్స్ హాస్ నౌ బికమ్ ఎన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ట్రూత్ ఇన్ మై నాలెడ్జ్.
సో మహాప్రభు ఇస్ వెరీ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ meeting Ramananda Rai. And this is what should happen when Vaishnavas meet each other. They both should feel we had some very substantial exchange. Something I got inspired by. I got something to apply in my life. I had such an exchange that my respect and affection for the Vaishnava with whom I had exchange, that has tremendously increased. So in this way we all have to induce each other to intensify our Krishna consciousness. That is the goal of satsanga or priti lakshanam. No other goal. Sometimes devotees think associating with one another means just hanging around together and talking about what is the special Mahaprasad today. Or gossiping about other Vaishnavas, or sometimes joking, sometimes becoming frivolous, trying to catch each other's feet. So association is not for that. Association should induce one another to intensify one's Krishna consciousness. Also, our life is very precious, human life. Time is very short. So, whenever we all meet each other, we should actually share some gems of wisdom by which we can enhance our bhakti, intensify our bhakti. Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are a wonderful combination. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking wonderful questions and Ramananda Rai is answering wonderfully. And in each other's company, they are relishing Lord Krishna's mood of exchange of rasa with the different devotees. Especially here, the conjugal rasa. And both actually are very advanced personalities. So therefore, later on you will see in the same chapter, example is given that both are like miners. Miners means in gold mine or silver mine, those who are very expert in the mountains and caves, they know how to extract the gold or how to extract the diamond. So the different realizations that Ramananda Rai is releasing, they are all compared to some particular item. Like here, previous section we saw, Swadharma Acharana is copper. Krishne Karmarpana is bell metal. Swadharma Tyaga is silver. Jnana Mishra Bhakti is gold. Jnana Shunya Bhakti is Parasamani, touchstone. And from there only Mahaprabhu agreed that Yahaya. He said yes. Is it? And then Prema Bhakti, Vaidya Bhakti. That is compared to copper. And then it goes ahead further. As it goes to Dasya Prema, it is bell metal. And Sakya Prema is silver. Like there it goes. And then Vatsali Prema is gold. And Kanta Prema is touchstone. Or like parsimony. In this way they are coming. So they both are extracting this kind of gold and silver and bell metal and copper and diamond and everything. So they are called as miners. Similarly, when we all come with in the company of each other, our affection for Krishna should increase. Our seriousness to commit ourselves in spiritual life should increase. That's the goal actually. So here Mahaprabhu says, I came to meet you on the request of Sarvam Bhattacharya, and now my meeting with you has become very fruitful. Ye be se janilo sadhya sadhana nirnaya. Age ar ache kichu shunite manahaya.
Now I have come to understand the sublime goal of life and the process of achieving it. Nevertheless, I think that there is something more ahead and my mind is desiring to have it.
Krishna rasvarupakah radha rasvarupa rasa kon tatva prema kon tatva rupa.
Kindly explain the transcendental features of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Also explain the truth of transcendental mellows and the transcendental form of love of Godhead.
Yeah. So let us see. Where are we now? 117 we started now. See? So all mellows of, okay. Vatsali rasa, conjugal rasa. Beautiful. So let us proceed to this. We already discussed the explication of Rasa Leela. What is the verse number? 11? Okay. Now we have, yes. We will recite and then we will discuss more on this. So Mahaprabhu is specifically asking Swarupa of Krishna, Swarupa of Radharani, and also of the transcendental mellows. And so he is asking Krishnera Swarupa, Radhara Swarupa, Rasa Kon Tattva, Prema Kon Tattva. He is asking. Please tell me all this. things elaborately more. Kripakaryai tatva kahata amare tama vina kehai ha nirupite nare.
Kindly explain all these truths to me. But for yourself, no one can ascertain them.
Rai kahai ha me kichuna jani. Tumi yei kahao sei kahi ami vani. He said, oh, I don't know anything. You are saying that besides me, nobody knows these things. But actually, I myself, ami kichuna jani. I don't know anything, my Lord. Tumi yei kahao, whatever you will make me say, sei kahi ami vani. Now he is going to give some examples he will give eventually. He will say that I am like a veena and you are like a veena player. So credit should be given to veena or veena player. Because you know, you may have a harmonium or a veena which will be lying idling. But some good player comes and plays. It releases sweet notes. So the player is glorified. So he is saying you are the veena player, I am actually a veena. Or he says that I am like a parrot and you are like the trainer of the parrot. So you are doing shukapat. You are training me to repeat, and the parrot will, Hare Krishna, if you say parrot also will say, Hare Krishna. I am just repeating what you are telling me to speak. Like that Ramananda is giving a couple of examples eventually, you will see that. Tomara Sikshaya Padi Yena Shukapat. See, it has come now. Tomara Sikshaya Padi Yena Shukapat. Sakshat Ishvara Tumi Ke Bujhe Tomara Nata. Yeah.
I simply repeat like a parrot whatever instructions you have given me. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Who can understand your dramatic performances?
Hridaye prerana kara jivaya kahavo vani. Ki kahiye bhala manda kichuna jani.
You inspire me within the heart and make me speak with the tongue. I do not know whether I am speaking well or badly.
He said, I don't even know. You are actually entering my heart, inspiring me from within. Because Lord is a super soul, no? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. So Krishna's expansion is super soul. So he is saying, actually you are inspiring me to speak. I don't know, I don't even know what I am speaking. I am just repeating what you make me speak. Prabhu kahe maya vadiyamita sannyasi. Bhakti tattva nahi jani maya vade bhasi. See, I am a Mayavadi sannyasi, Ramananda Rai, and I don't know Bhakti Tattva Jnana at all. I am just floating in Mayavad. He is saying philosophy. Sarvabhauma Sanghe Mora Mana Nirmala Haila. Krishna Bhakti Tattva Kaha Tahare Puchila. In the association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, my mind became purified. He is saying, who purified whose mind? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu purified Sarvam Bhattacharya, but Mahaprabhu is now saying the opposite. Actually, this is one of the amazing things with Vaishnavas. They have very advanced Vaishnavas, you will see. I have observed this. Whenever you invite to some very exalted Vaishnavas, they will say, thank you very much for the opportunity you all gave me to serve you. They will say, actually they came and gave association to us. And they will actually thank us for giving a chance for them to speak. You will see like that. So, the Vaishnava's nature is, Mahaprabhu feels that Sarvam Bhattacharya's association was so enlivening that Atma Ramashtamani verse Mahaprabhu elaborated. How he could elaborate? He thought, because Bhattacharya came and pulled me out of my mouth and therefore I could glorify Krishna. Therefore in his association I got purified, like that he feels. And then I told Sarvam Bhattacharya, Krishna Bhakti Tattva Kaha. Please tell me more about Krishna Tattva. You know, what he said, do you know that? Teho kahe amina hinjani Krishna Katha. Sabe Ramananda jane teho nahi yetha. I don't know any Krishna Katha, but I have one very good friend in South India living in the bank of Godavari. His name is Ramananda Rai. And he knows. Only problem is he is not here in Puri. He is in Godavari. South India. If you go there, he can talk Krishna Katha to you. Tomara thai aila tomara mahima shuniya. Tomara thai aila tomara तुम्हें मोरे स्तुति करो सन्यासी जानिया।
Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, after hearing about your glories, I have come to your place. But you are offering me words of praise out of respect for a sannyasi, one in the renounced order of life.
Yeah, read it. Lesson 31, read it.
A materialistic person with material opulences should not be very proud or puffed up before a transcendental devotee.
Now, purport, very important purport, yeah.
A mundane person being enriched by mundane opulences must always know that the transcendental opulences of the advanced devotees are far more important than the materialistic opulences of a person like himself.
For example, Daksha Prajapati was entering the Sabha and Shiva did not get up. Everybody else got up. Of course, Brahma and Shiva are two exalted persons. Brahma was his father. So, father need not get up when the son is coming. And Shiva didn't get up because his eyes were closed and was meditating on Lord Vasudeva. But Daksha Prajapati became very wild. Daksha Prajapati thought, he is my son-in-law. How is my son-in-law not getting up? So he spoke very, very ill words, blasphemous words and everything. Because he saw Lord Shiva from a material outlook. He offended him very badly. There Prabhupada writes also similar point. Daksha Prajapati was very proud of his being a Prajapati, being effulgent, being a respectable personality in society, and everybody standing up and saluting him. Daksha Prajapati had become sufficiently proud of his own stature and status and position and power in society as a Prajapati, progenitor of mankind, deputed by Brahma. And because he thought very high of himself, he thought Shiva is bereft of opulences. He is wearing ashes on his body. He has a snake around his neck. He has a matted hair of locks of hair from his head going down. And, you know, Shiva is wearing a deer skin or something like that. And he lives in a graveyard. And he is a very, like, poverty-stricken person. Like, Shiva looks like a avaduta. So, now he thought, Daksha Prajapati thought that I am opulent, I am great, and Shiva is insignificant. He is like a beggar or like a, you know, mendicant. So, he could not see Shiva's spiritual opulence. Shiva is called Vaishnavanam, Yatha Shambhu. And in the Bhagavatam, he is called as Charachara Guru. He is the guru of the whole universe. He is called as a Priyascha Sakhihu Kshanasangamena. He is actually a Sakha of the Supreme Lord, Shiva, friend of Lord Vishnu. And he is also called as Muninam Guru. He is the guru of all the munis. Loka Guru is the guru of all the people. Jatadharo, Tivratapo. It is said he is a very austere personality, Shiva. He even burnt Kamadev to ashes. He is so powerful by opening his third eye. He drank the halahal and kept in his cunt and he came to be called as Neelakanta. And in this way saved all the millions of living entities in this world and became very dear to the heart of Lord Hari. And Lord Shiva is very, very dear to all the Vaishnavas. So he is such an exalted person, but all these glories he forgot. Who? Daksha Prajapati. And he offended Shiva because of the same reason. He could not see Shiva's transcendental opulences because he was very proud of his own material opulences. On the other hand, here if you see, Ramanandra is materially opulent and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is spiritually opulent from an external point of view. Correct, no? Why is he materially opulent? He's the governor of Madras, big politician, 1,000 people are coming with him for his bathing. Correct, no? He's a big man. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a mendicant, wearing saffron dress, shaven head, you know. He has spiritual, transcendental opulences. So, Ramanandra is respecting the transcendental opulences of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whereas Daksha Prajapati did not respect the transcendental opulences of Shiva. That's the opposite example. Next, second one.
If one approaches a transcendental devotee on the strength of one's material heritage, opulence, education and beauty, and does not offer respect to the advanced devotee of the Lord, the Vaishnava devotee may offer formal respects to such a materially puffed up person, but he may not deliver transcendental knowledge to him.
Brilliant point. You see, If a very advanced, spiritually advanced devotee is approached based on this kind of material opulences, like somebody is highly educated, somebody is very beautiful, or somebody is very popular in society, famous, or you know, he has a lot of wealth, and he takes the pure devotee very casually. He does not pay him respect properly. So what do you think the advanced Vaishnava will do? You know, he may also return back formal respect to the person, but he will not give him transcendental knowledge. Therefore it is said, the transcendental knowledge is reserved for one who follows that verse. Tadbiddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninastatva darshinaha कार्पण्य दोषोपहत स्वभाव प्रच्छामि त्वां धर्म सम्मूढचेता यच्छ्रेयस्या निश्चितं रोहितन्मे शिष्यस्तेहं शाधिमां त्वां प्रपन्नम्. It's very very beautiful verses. You see, in the beginning of the battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna did not consider Krishna his guru. Rather, he ordered Krishna, Sene orubhyor madhye ratam sthapayame Achyuta. Hey Achyuta, hey Krishna, take my chariot in between the two armies. I want to survey them. Our the Pandava army, how is the Kaurava army? I want to compare the powers of both the armies and see. So Arjuna was in his own little world like a frog in the well. Of course, Arjuna is a pure devotee, but he is teaching us how the conditioned souls in this world are thinking very high of themselves, and they don't know that they should take guidance from the Lord. Then after going there, when he saw both the armies, he started crying. And then he surrendered to Krishna and said, Shishyasteham Shadimam Tvamprapanna. And then Krishna said, I cannot become your guru, I am your friend. Friendly talks are useless because I may suggest you something and you will not follow. Better go to Vedavyas. But then Arjuna said, nobody can be my guru, Krishna, because you know my heart the most. We both have been very intimate friends. Now I accept you as my guru. Whatever you say, I will do. Please tell me. And then Krishna accepted him. Now Krishna, accepting the superior role of a guru, chastised Arjuna for his weakness of heart and gave the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. See, two Arjunas you can see. When Arjuna was saying, ordering Krishna, take the chariot between the two armies, Krishna didn't say a word. Prahasan Niva Bharata. He just smiled, that's all. He just obeyed. Because he thought Arjuna is materially now quite considering himself self-sufficient. He is not depending on me. Why should I give knowledge? He didn't give. But when Arjuna bowed down to Krishna and begged for knowledge, then Krishna gave knowledge. Similarly, if a rich man comes and gives the donation to a sadhu and tries to purchase the sadhu, sadhu will say, okay, serve the Lord, and he'll send him off. You can't give him any spiritual advice. He may speak some few nice words. Sir, thank you for coming. Thank you for the donation. Please take some prasad and go. That's all. But if a big man comes and tells a sadhu that although I am very, very highly educated, whole world respects me, but people think I am a great pandita, but I am such a fool that I don't even know what is atma, what is body and what is soul. So please kindly instruct me. Then, like Sanatana Goswami, he was in a big position. He was the minister of Bengal. One was home minister, one was finance minister. Two brothers, when they came to Mahaprabhu, they fell flat on the ground. That tadviddhi pranipatena, without any reservation. Pariprasnena seva. Then they asked questions. And they were eager to join his mission and render service. Mahaprabhu was completely purchased by their humility. When Mahaprabhu went to Puri, he told all the devotees, I have never seen anybody so humble. Although these are exalted ministers in the court of Nawab Hussain Shah, but they are so utterly humble. Mahaprabhu told Sanatana, Sanatana, your humility is breaking my heart, he said. So Mahaprabhu felt moved by their humility. Then Mahaprabhu was very happy to give them knowledge. He gave almost 3 months of knowledge to Sanatana Goswami, and 10 days he gave in the Shashmeda Ghat to Rupa Goswami. And that's how he told them to write books based on the knowledge that he gave them. So knowledge actually erupts from the heart of the superior if the subordinate is committed and surrendered, dedicated. That's the point. Yeah, read for them.
Indeed, the devotee sees him as a non-Brahman or Shudra. Such a puffed up person cannot understand the science of Krishna. A proud person is deceived in transcendental life and despite having attained a human form, will again glide into hellish conditions.
So all this is a condemnation of a proud person. I read further.
Important point. By his personal example, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains how one should be submissive and humble before a Vaishnava, even though one may be situated on a high platform. Such is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Acharya of the world, the supreme spiritual master and teacher.
See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually a crest jewel of all sannyasis and is born in a Brahmana family also. So he is naturally Dvijasreshta and Yatisreshta, both ways. Now he is a sannyasi, renowned sannyasi, so highly respectable. People in society would fall flat on the ground by looking at a sannyasi. And now adding to all these things, his supreme personality of Godhead also. But with all these big qualifications, he is a great Brahmana, great Pandita in Nyaya Shastra, and he is a renounced sannyasi, he is a supreme lord. With all this, and he is most handsome also, and he is most knowledgeable also, he is ocean of knowledge. With all these things, Mahaprabhu is teaching us how, even with all these things, one should continue to be humble and submissive. So one should not become puffed up with one's abilities. Then, proud person, he says, he doesn't get transcendental knowledge. What is the verse we were in? 127? Yeah, all this is all in the purport. Kiva vipra kiva nyasi shudra kena naya. Ye Krishna tatva veta sei guru haya. Very famous verse, very famous verse. Read it.
Whether one is a Brahman, a sannyasi or a Shudra, regardless of what he is, he can become a spiritual master if he knows the science of Krishna.
Yeah. Read the purport points.
Lord Chaitanya, Brahman and sannyasi, learning from Ramananda Raya, Shudra.
Let me ask, no? How can a sannyasi and a Brahmana go and learn from a Shudra? And the answer is this. Jai Krishna Tattva Veta. Sai Guru Hai. One who knows Tattva of Krishna consciousness can, you know, instruct others, and it's not very important what caste he is born in. Like you want to build a beautiful house, you are asking your friend, can you get me a very good civil engineer who is famous for constructing houses? Like I went to one city nearby, Nagar. There they showed there was an housing, you know, independent bungalows he has made beautifully. So he got an award for making the best small bungalows at very cheap price, very nicely. So now will you ask him, are you a Brahmana, are you a Shudra, will you ask him? No, you are a civil engineer, qualified man, so you'll employ him immediately for doing it. Similarly, go to your doctor to take some medicines. Will you ask him, are you a Brahmana doctor, Shudra doctor? You don't ask him. If he's qualified MBBS MD, you take medicine from him. Same way he is saying that, Jai Krishna Tattva Veta, Sai Guru Hai. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada raises a question. And Vidura is actually of a lower caste. But then Maitreya is glorifying him. Because Vidura is actually Dasiputra. But then how can Vidura instruct others? You know, how can others learn from Vidura? So that Prabhupada answers the question. Who is Vidura in the previous life? Yamaraj. And who is Yamaraj? One of the 12? Mahajans. That is one qualification of Vidura, number one. Number two, Vidura right now is a pure devotee of Krishna. He has heard from Maitreya, he has heard from Uddhava. So now, having heard from many pure devotees, he also actually deserves to instruct others because he himself has become a pure devotee. Then once you are a pure devotee, then it's immaterial. Whether your body is of a Shudra or a Brahmana, it's immaterial. So that's second thing Prabhupada says. And thirdly, Prabhupada says, you know, in Bhagavatam there is one verse which says, Krishna used to come to the home of Vidura, and Krishna used to lie, you know, when he used to lie in the bed, he would put his two lotus feet on the lap of Vidura. And Vidura would be massaging Krishna's feet, and Krishna would go to sleep. And that was the prerogative of Vidura, which Maitreya glorified. Maitreya told Vidura, you are coming like my disciple to hear from me. But let me tell you, by looking at you, I am, my hair is standing on end. Tears are welling up in my eyes. Why? Because Krishna used to put his two lotus feet on your lap and you would massage and he would go to sleep in your home. You had that blessing. And so by, you are like my disciple now, but I will associate with you. So I will give you knowledge and you will give me bhakti. Let me take from you. Like that he said. So he never treated him Vidura like a Shudra. So in this way, Vidura may be externally in the body of Dasiputra, but he is a great soul. He is a pure devotee of Krishna. Krishna recognizes it. So people should know how to recognize a Krishna devotee. And some foolish Indians say that, you know, oh, he's American Vaishnava. Hey, he's a Russian Vaishnava. He's Australian Vaishnava. No. You can't label somebody as belonging to some particular caste, creed, color, nationality. One example I'll tell you. In India, there are Brahmana boys wearing a sacred thread. When they were small, they were doing Sandhyavandana and all that. But once they grow up and join IIT, they forget all of that. They watch movies, they go to party, they roam with women and everything. They get spoiled. So this boy is eating egg. He's eating omelette in the college mess. But he's wearing a sacred thread now. Now, when Americans and the Russians, when they come to IIT to give a lecture, some sadhu, you know, brahmachari from ISKCON or sannyasi from ISKCON comes. So these people say, hey, how can this sannyasi give a sadhu give a lecture? He is born in America. What does he know about Krishna or Bhagavad Gita? And we people are from India. Krishna is an Indian. He is born in India. See, they are saying Krishna is an Indian. Just because he appeared in India. So Krishna appeared in our country, we know. So I told this boy, hey, you are born in India, that's all right. And these people are born in America. But do you know that although they are born in America, they don't touch even fish, meat or eggs. And they don't gamble, they don't intoxicate. They don't do illicit sex. They follow all these principles purely and they chant Krishna's names. And they have studied Bhagavad Gita systematically in Guru Parampara. You come and hear, they have become enlightened. So now ask yourself, will you consider that American Hare Krishna devotee greater or this Brahmana boy eating egg, you know, from India greater? Hare Krishna devotee. So why should the Indian Brahmanas not open their eyes to see the glory of, you know, devotees from abroad, born in lesser families apparently, but having become Krishna conscious, they have given up all their lower nature. Correct? And that's what Prabhupada is saying here. Hari Bhakti Vilas and Padma Purana Prabhupada is quoting. Read it.
Don't accept initiation from a person who is not in the Brahmanical order. If there is a fit person in the Brahmanical order present, meant for people overly dependent on the mundane social order, want to remain in mundane life.
So here Prabhupada is quoting. Sometimes in the society, if there is somebody born in a Brahmana family, born Brahmana, and he's also a Vaishnava, available. He's a born Brahmana plus Vaishnava. Then one should take initiation from him. On the other hand, if there is a person who is not born in a Brahmana family, maybe from different country or different caste, creed, color, and then he is a Vaishnava and giving initiation. And if no other Brahmana is available, then one can take from him. So that means he is of a second class. You understand, like that he is saying. And why Hari Bhakti Vilas, our Sanatana Goswami is saying this, there is a reason for it. What is the reason? At that time, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's times, the orthodoxy was very strict. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sannyasi. So people would check, is he eating in only Brahmana's homes or anywhere and everywhere he is eating? If a sannyasi would eat at any home, people will not hear from him. They will avoid him. They will make him outcast. Very strict. In those days, if a Muslim sprinkled some water on your head a little bit, then all the Hindu people will reject you and say that just because water is sprinkled on this person, now he has become Muslim now. So this is how a lot of population of India got converted like this because of that. So in this way, you find that the orthodoxy was too much in those days. So, rigidity and everything. So, Sanatana Goswami has said, okay, if you have two Vaishnavas, one is a born Brahmana, one is not, you take from born Brahmana, no problem. Because those people are overly dependent on the mundane social order. And then verification from Padma Purana, read that.
Verification from Padma Puran. One who is actually advanced in spiritual knowledge of Krishna is never a Shudra, even though he may have been born in a Shudra family.
Correct. Once a person becomes advanced, he becomes transcendental. Like Vidura was a Shudra, apparently, but he became transcendental. And we have also seen with our own eyes, people born from very lower caste, once they become Krishna conscious, they become highly enlightened and very, very sincere in practice. They become much better than Brahmanas. Read further.
Instances. Born Brahmana took initiation from person in non-Brahman family. Shri Rasikananda Brahman, initiated by Shri Shyamananda Prabhu, non-Brahman family. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.11.35. One born in as Shudra, all the qualities of spiritual master, accepted not only as a Brahman but as a qualified spiritual master.
Like Narottama Das Thakur. His caste was a lower caste, but then, you know, big panditas and brahmanas and all came and surrendered to him.
Thus Srila Bhakti Siddhanta introduced the sacred thread ceremony for all Vaishnavas.
Yes.
Bhajanandi does not take the Savitra Samskar. Goshtyanandi does. As a preacher, he should be recognized as a Brahman. Caste guru.
Actually, the Bhajanandi does not take Savitra Samskar. Why? Because Bhajanandi doesn't care about anybody. For him, only the holy name is good enough. He is not going to go out in society. But Goshtyanandi, the preacher, when he goes to society, people will ask, is he a Brahman? And if people say he is a Brahman initiated devotee, oh, then they will take him seriously. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave preachers what diksha? Brahman diksha. He gave them Brahman diksha, And then caste guru, read that.
Non-Brahman may become Shiksha Guru or Vartma Pradarshak Guru, not Diksha Guru. Hereditary consideration is not acceptable to Vaishnavas.
So some people say that, you know, non-Brahmana people can give Shiksha or they can initially introduce, but the Diksha can only be given by, you know, born Brahmana. Some people, caste Goswamis and all, say like that. So purpose is not acceptable. Purpose is, in Vaishnava circle, anybody can be born from him. That's why Kiba Vipra, Kiba Nyasi, Shudra Kena Nai, Jai Krishna Tattva Vita Sai Guru. Anybody can know Krishna Tattva and become a Guru. And 129 we will read. Big purport very nicely. So we will recite this verse also. Narada says this verse. Read this.
Yasya lakshanam proktam pumso varnabhivyanjakam yad anyatra api drishyeta tatte naiva vinirdishet.
If a person is born in a Shudra family but has all the qualities of a spiritual master, he should be accepted not only as a Brahman but as a qualified spiritual master also. This is also the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore introduced the sacred thread ceremony for all the Vaishnavas according to the rules and regulations.
So Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur introduced brahmachari dress also, sannyas dress, and he also introduced sacred thread ceremony, because then only people will understand that these are actually Brahman Diksha initiated people. In ISKCON also you will find Brahman Diksha is not given very easily. So after Vaishnava becomes quite mature, then it is given. So then people will take the Vaishnava seriously. Therefore, he arranged it.
Sometimes the Vaishnava...
That's all, right?
Sanyasi baliya more nakariha vanchana Krishna radha tatva gahi purna karamana.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, please do not try to cheat me, thinking of me as a learned sannyasi. Please satisfy my mind by just describing the truth of Radha and Krishna.
Yadyapi raya premi mahabhagavate tharamana krishna maya nare achhadite tatapi prabhu raicha parama prabala Jani leha raya ramana haila thalamala.
Shri Ramananda Rai was a great devotee of the Lord and a lover of God. And although his mind could not be covered by Krishna's illusory energy, and although he could understand the mind of the Lord, which was very strong and intense, Ramananda's mind became a little agitated.
Yeah. Papa?
The perfect devotee always acts according to the desires of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But a materialistic man is carried away by the waves of material energy. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, Maya ravashe yascha bheshe khachad hubudubu bhai. A person under the grip of the material energy is carried away by the waves of that illusory energy. In other words, a person in the material world is a servant of Maya. However, a person in the spiritual energy is a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Ramananda Raya knew that nothing was unknown to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he nonetheless began to speak further on the subject because the Lord desired it.
Ramananda Raya knew Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, and I am a very tiny jiva. But then Lord is ordering me that he wants to hear from me. So just for his pleasure I will speak. Not that I am qualified to speak. That was his consciousness. So Prabhupada says that a devotee will always act according to the will of Krishna. Like Krishna is asking for the dust of the devotees. So no Rishi Muni was ready to give, correct, no? Who gave finally? Gopis. Because gopis thought that, you know, whether we go to hell or not is not the point. But he should be able to cure his headache. So pleasing the Lord becomes all important. Like one time, when I was a small kid, my father used to tell me, you know, he would lie on one side like this and he would ask me to climb over his body, you know, from the leg to the shoulder and then from shoulder to the leg back. I would be walking over, you know. So some people from the neighborhood would come and through the window they will see and say, hey, you are walking on the father, it's an offense. You are putting your foot on whose body? Father's body. It's an offense. But I would be laughing and my father would be laughing because we have a understanding. Correct, no? Because my father knows that he only has ordered me to walk because his body is paining. So he wants somebody to massage. And I am too tiny boy, very small boy. So my massaging with my hands won't be effective. So he told me to walk on his body. Then later on when I grew up, then I won't walk on his body. I would beat over his body like this. I would beat all over his body from the, you know, from here to here. I would beat like that. So whatever way he is pleased, in case where after I grow up very big, if I climb on his body and his body is pain, you know, he is unable to take my weight, is it good? Because so our goal is what in this relationship between father and me? What is the goal? That's the point. When I was very small, I would walk over his body. When I grew up, then I would beat over his body, massage his body like that. So, although externally it appears like an offense that I am beating him or walking over him, and that's what he wants because he feels pleasure. Just like Bhishma Pitama is ready to, you know, act in war against Krishna because Krishna wants to experience virirasa. Correct, no? Similarly here, you know, Lord Chaitanya is asking questions and telling Ramananda, you give the answer. Ramananda is feeling shy. You know, he is Lord, I am servant. Actually, Lord Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And Arjuna is asking questions. That is the correct thing. Here the Lord is reversing my situation because he is Arjuna in the mood of Vishakasaki. And Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. Now Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita asked question. Who gave answer? Krishna gave answer. Here who is asking question? Krishna. And Arjuna has to... Yeah, Krishna is asking question. And who has to give answer? Yeah, therefore he is very hesitant. But although he is hesitant, still he will give answer. Why is he giving? Please. To please. That is the point. He always acts to please the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Thalamala said here, if you see, you know, here he says in this verse, you know, he is saying that, Yadyavi Raya Premi Mahabhagavate Taramana Krishna Maya Nare Achadite Tatapi Prabhuna Yicha Parama Prabhala Janile Haraya Ramana. Some people may say, hey, Ramananda Raya, you know, you see, you are an illusion. Don't you know who this personality is? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna? Nahi Anya. He is Sakshat Radha Krishna coming and asking questions and you are foolishly answering. You know, I think you are an illusion to accept a superior position and then answer questions of Krishna due to your audacity. Somebody may say like that, no. But in answer to that, Kaviraj Goswami is saying, it's not that Ramananda Rai was unaware of the position of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was fully aware. Still he was willing to do what? Speak the answers for the pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah, that is the whole point. Like one time, my spiritual master went to your house and they gave a big plate of prasad. Colorful items and practically 15-20 items. And Maharaj told them, I don't want to eat in this hall, you know, please, can you take it to that room, my room? And they, yes Maharaj, please eat. And then they kept, and then Maharaj called two of the devotees, he called with him. They went inside the room. And Maharaj said, shut the door and bolt the door. They bolted. And Maharaj said, get two plates. And they got. And Maharaj said, when one plate, Maharaj took very small quantity, this much. And then Maharaj told these guys, now you guys take. Everything has finished. No, Maharaj, it's for you. They have given. I know they have given for me, but I can't eat. What is my age? I can't eat such a big plate with 20 varieties of items. So you both, no, no, Maharaj, we are very shy. No, food is given for you, and if we eat, they will be upset. No, 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 they won't be upset. Who is ordering you? Maharaj, Guru is ordering you. Eat it. So then they finished it. Later on, these two devotees went to a senior devotee and said, Prabhuji, I think we have committed an offense to Guru Maharaj. You know, they gave him 20 items of big prasad plate and we ate it all. You know. And the senior said, are you a fool? By eating that plate, you are saving Maharaj's belly. He was selling. He is an elderly person, he cannot eat so much. So by eating that food, you are rendering service to him. And then they said, oh, really Prabhu? This is a wonderful service. We are ready to do any number of times. You know. So in the same manner here, he is not supposed to be answering to a superior. Like imagine if your guru comes and asks you a question and says, will you please tell the answer, you will feel shy or not? Like one time I went to my special master's room. You know, Radhesham, what is your opinion about this? So I immediately told Maharaj, Maharaj, whatever is your opinion, that's my opinion, I said. Then one senior would say, see Radhesham, he is not asking you to speak like that. He is asking, what are you feeling about this? I said, how can I tell my feeling? Arjuna says, Karishye Vachanam Tava. So whatever Maharaj says, I'll agree. I said, we know you will agree, whatever he says. Still, he wants to know, what are you feeling, what's your opinion? Then should we give or not? Yes, we have to express. On the order of Guru. Like that here, Lord Chaitanya is actually asking him to answer the questions. So therefore he says, Tatapi Prabhara Yicha Parama Prabala. He says, Parama Prabala means Lord's the intense desire is so influential. Ramananda Rai was Thalamala, Haila Thalamala. And Janileha Rayaramana. Because imagine if your guru has asked you some questions and asking you to answer in a public forum. Everybody wanted answer from to hear from whom? Maharaj. But the Maharaj is giving the mic to you and telling you answer. So Thalamala, you know, you'll feel Thalamala. My Lord Maharaj is sitting here, how will I answer? So like that Ramananda Rai was feeling Thalamala, agitation. But still he spoke to please Lord Chaitanya. Raya kahe aminata tumi sutradhara. Yai mata nacha otai che chahi nachi bara.
Shri Ramananda Rai said, I am just a dancing puppet and you pull the strings. Whichever way you make me dance, I will dance.
Mora jihva vinayantra tumi vinadhari. Tomara mane ye uthe taha ye uchari.
My dear Lord, my tongue is just like a stringed instrument, and you are its player. Therefore, I simply vibrate whatever arises in your mind.
Four examples he has given, correct, no? This is one example, stringed instrument like Veena, I told you. I am a Veena and you are playing my Veena and producing sweet notes. So like my tongue is like Veena wire. And then you are making me speak nice thing. One example. Another example, in the previous verses, Sutradhar, correct, no? He says, Mora Jiva Veena, okay, not this one, this one. Ami Nata, Tumi Sutradhar. That means I am a dancer and you are the puller of strings. That means, you know, I am a puppet and you are a puppeteer. And then you are making the puppets dance. Like Prabhupada also said, Nachava Nachava Mate, Nachava Nachava Se Prabhu, Nachava Se Mate, he said, no? So one example is Veena, another example is puppet. Third example is Shukapat, like a parrot. I am repeating like a parrot. And then one more, before that, what is it? So he said, you are making me speak. So I am just instrument in your hands. Very nice examples he gives, right, no? And beautiful. Paramayishwara Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Sarva Avatari Sarva Karana Pradhana. From here onwards, he is going to begin the Tattva. The next section, which is 134 to 150 Krishna Tattva. So, this is a very important section because if you know Krishna Tattva and Radha Tattva, then the Radha Krishna Leela will be properly understood. So, from this section it starts. So, who is Krishna? Parama Ishvara Krishna. The Supreme Controller is Krishna. He is Swayam Bhagavan. He is personally the Supreme Lord. And Sarva Avatari is the source of all avatars. Matsukurma, Varaha, Narsingha, and Mahavishnu and all the other Vishnus. Balaram, and Sankarshan, and Mula Sankarshan, Mahasankarshan, and Chaturvyuha like Vasudev Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Anirudha. There are six types of avatars which come. There is a Gunavatara, there is Manvantara Avatar, Leela Avatar, Shaktavesh Avatar, Yuga Avatar. There are many avatars. All avatars, all emerging from him, Krishna only. Avatari, Sarva Avatari. And Sarva Karana Pradhan, he is saying. He is the supreme cause of all causes. Sarva Karana Karanam, as we say. He is also the incarnate cause of all causes. Ananta Vaikuntha Ara, Ananta Avatara. Ananta Brahmanda Iha Savara Adhara.
Yeah. There are innumerable Vaikuntha planets as well as innumerable incarnations. In the material world also, there are innumerable universes. And Krishna is the supreme resting place for all of them.
So, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets and innumerable incarnations in those as well as incarnations also. That means number of incarnations are also enormous. Avatarohi asankhyaya, it is said. You cannot even count the number of incarnations. So many are there. And in Vaikuntha planets are also many, many, millions of planets. Similarly, within the material world also, from Mahavishnu's body, how many universes come? Ananta Koti, we say, no? Ananta Koti Brahmandanayak. But then Krishna is the supreme resting place for all of them. The Vaikuntha planets, the expansions of Krishna. Even Mahavishnu wants to see the beauty of Krishna. So he stole the four Brahmanas, four boys, four children. Sachidananda Tanu Brajendra Nandana Sarva Ishwarya Sarva Shakti Sarva Rasa Purna.
Yeah. The transcendental body of Shri Krishna is eternal and full of bliss and knowledge. He is the son of Nanda Maharaj. He is full of all opulences and potencies as well as all spiritual mellows.
So you can remember three words. Paramatattva, Paramatattva, Sarva Shaktiman, Akhila Rasamrita Murti. Three words. Paramatattva means is the cause of all causes, the supreme truth, that no one equal to him, no one greater than him, is the source of everyone and everything. Janmadyasya Yataha, it is said, the source of everything. It says, Anvayati taratashchartesha vigyasvarat tene brahmakhridaye adikavaye muhyanti yat surayah tejo varimradam yata vinimayo yatratrisargomrisha dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. Satyam param dhimahi means supreme absolute truth is who? Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. This is the supreme truth. Lord Krishna is Vasudev. So this is, we have to thoroughly ascertain this truth and solidify this truth in our heart. Krishna is called as Adi Purusha. For example, Arjuna is calling him Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. Adi Devam means you are the first personality from whom everything else has come. Same way Bhishma Pitamaha is telling, you know, Yesha Vai Bhagavan Sakshat Adyo Narayana Puman. Adyo. Adyo means is the original person, he says again. Kunti Manan is telling, Namaste Purusham Tu Adhyam Ishwaram Prakrite Param. Again she is telling, Adhyam. You are the Adi Purusha. She is also saying. There is one Trivalluvar in Tamil Nadu. He says, Ahara Udala Udala Yirittellam Adi Bhagavan Mudatre Ulahu. In Tamil he says, Adi Bhagavan. He is also saying. He is bringing the first shloka. By bowing down to the Adi Bhagavan. Adi Bhagavan means Krishna only. Chanakya is writing all his sutras, shlokas. First shloka what he says, Pranamya Shirasa Vishnum Trilokya Adipatim Prabhum is telling. I bow down to the Triloka Adipati Lord Vishnu, the Adi Purusha, from whose mouth the Shastras have emanated. And Nana Shastra Samuchayam. I am just summarizing the codes of learnings from the different Shastras in a Chanakiniti format, like that he is saying. Similarly, the Nagapatni Sarasta praying, Tvameva Madhya Purusha Purana, they are saying, Tvamekam Adhya, means you are also Adi Purusha, they are also saying. You will find that there are many, many sections like this. Even Arjuna, when the Brahmastra came in the sky, sent by Ashwatthama, so Arjuna is also calling Krishna as Adi Purusha. You are the Adi Purusha. Gajendra is also saying, Adi Purushaya Bijaya, he says. Adi Purushaya. So that means Paramatattvam. Krishna is the supreme truth. Asama Avurdva. So it's called Asama Urdva, we call it. Nobody equal to him, nobody greater than him. Matta Paradaram Nanyat Kinchidasti Dhananjaya. Mayi Sarvam Idam Protam Sutre Maniganaiva. See, Krishna is telling, Matta Paradaram Nanyat. Beyond me there is no truth, Arjuna, he is saying. I am the ultimate truth. In fact, like in a pearl necklace, he says, and the nylon thread which binds everything, I am like that, he is saying. In this universe, I bind everything. He is a Paramatattva. Means Adi Purusha, Sarva, this verse also. Ishvaraha Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govindaha Sarvakarana Karanam Adir. It comes, no? Anadi means, you know, he has no beginning. Adi means there is a beginning of everything. Sarva karana karanam, cause of all? Causes. So that is the actual meaning of Paramatattva. That means, you know, in the dawn of creation, there was nobody other than one Supreme Lord only. If you read the Mahanarayana Upanishad, it says, Eko havai narayana asim, na brahma, na ishano, na chandro, na agnir, na nakshatrani, na prithvi, like that it says. In the dawn of creation, nothing else was there. Only the Supreme Lord Narayana was lying, Mahavishnu. Then, na, it's saying, na brahma, na ishano. Ishano means Shiva. There was no Brahma, there was no Shiva. Na Indra, na Chandra, na nakshatrani, na Surya, na prithvi, na apa. Everything it says like that. And then it says, Narayanat Brahma Jayate, Narayanat Prajapati Prajayate, Narayanat Indro Jayate, Narayanat Ashtau Vasavau Jayante, Narayanat Ekadasha Rudra Adityah, Narayanat Vadasha Adityah, it says. That means from Narayana came Brahma, from Narayana came Shiva, it says. From Narayana came Indra, from Narayana came 11 Rudras, from Narayana came 12 Adityas. Like that it says. First it says, besides Narayana, no one else existed. And then it says, from Narayana all these personalities came. It says. Now a question may come, where did Narayana come from? Therefore it says, Satvata Tantra says this famous verse. Vishnostu Trini Rupani Purushakyanyato Viduhu Ekastam Mahataha Srishtir Dvitiyam Anda Samstitam Tritiyam Sarvabhutastam Tani Nyatva Mimuchyate. There are three Vishnus who expand from Krishna. First one is called Mahavishnu. Second one called Garbhadakshaya Vishnu entering each universe. And third one called Kshirudakshaya Vishnu. You know, who is in the hearts of all of us as Paramatma and in all the atoms also. So in this way, the three Vishnus emerge from Krishna and they are sheltered in Krishna. Like the clay emerges from the earth with which you make the pots. After drying the pots, you make the pots rest on the earth only from where it came. Similarly, they come from Krishna and they are sheltered in Krishna. Three Vishnus. What to speak of other 33 crore devatas? They are all resting in Krishna's lotus feet. So Lord Krishna is the source of everyone and everything. Therefore, Bhishma said, Yeshavai Bhagavan Sakshat Adyo Narayana Puman. He is the original copy of Narayana. All other Narayanas actually come from Krishna. Krishna is the original. Like that he says. So we have to be very convinced about this truth of Krishna being the original truth. There is no truth equal to him or superior to him, as he himself says that. He says, Name vidusvara ganaha prabhavam namaharishayaha aham adirhi devanam maharishinam cha sarvashaha. He says, Arjuna, Name vidusvara ganaha. Even devatas cannot know me properly. Indra got bewildered, Brahma got bewildered and all, isn't it? Prabhavam namaharishayaha. I am actually the source of the devatas and all the rishis also. Aham adirhi devanam. Again he says, I am adi. Krishna is saying, I am the adi purusha. He says, Vedahametam purusham mahantam aditya varnam tamasapparastat tam eva vidvanati mrityumeti nanjapanta vidyate ayanaya. And this verse says, that without knowing that one Supreme Person, Krishna, we cannot go back to Godhead, because he is the source of everyone and everything. And he is the supreme amongst all devatas also. Tam Ishwaranam Paramam Maheshwaram Tam Daivatanam Paramam Cha Daivatam Patim Patinam Paramam Parastat Vidamadevam Bhuvaneshwamidhyam Yasmat Param Naparam Astikinchit Yasmat param na param asti kinchit. Beyond him, there is no other truth. He says, La ilah illillah. That's the same meaning. You know? La ilah illillah. Beyond him, there is nobody equal to him. That's the meaning. That's what Muslims say, no? La ilah illillah. Muhammadiyya Sudallah. They say, no? So, there is no God equal to him or beyond him. And the Prophet Muhammad has come to glorify that supreme capital devotee God. And he is none other than who? Krishna only. Because Prabhupada said in Bhagavad Gita when they are translating, Sri Bhagavanu Vacha, Prabhupada said, translate it as Allah said. Prabhupada said, why? Because Allah and Krishna are same, capital Jivodi. All other 33 crore devatas are small Jivodis. Yasmat param na paramasti kinchit. He says that no other truth beyond that supreme truth, Krishna. Krishna is the ultimate alpha and omega of everything. So one should be convinced about this. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami, while offering prayer, he said, Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutastunmati Divyaistavai Vedai Sangha Padakramo Panishadair Gayanti Yam Samagaha Dhyana Vastita Tadgatera Manasa Pashyanti Yam Yogino Yasyantam navidusura suraganaha deva yatasmainamo. He's telling, my dear Krishna, Yam Brahma, Varuna, Indra, Rudra, Maruta, Sthunvanti, Divya Istavai. Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, Brahma, everybody, Shiva, all are coming and glorifying you as Supreme God. Vedesa, Anga, Patakrama, Upanishadai, Gaya. The Upanishads, the Vedas, the Puranas, the Vedanta, all are also praising your glories only. And all the rishis and munis in the forest are meditating on you in their hearts, thinking of your beautiful form. So to that Krishna Vasudeva, I bow down. In Bhagavatam also it is said, Lord Krishna is everything, it is said. Vasudeva para Veda, Vasudeva para Makaha, Vasudeva para Yoga, Vasudeva para Kriyaha, Vasudeva param Jnanam, Vasudeva param Tapaha, Vasudeva paro dharmo Vasudeva paragatihi. See, Vasudeva para Veda. After studying all the Vedas, one should come to know Krishna. Vasudeva para makaha. The performance of yajna, which is done by the brahmanas, the purpose is to please Lord Krishna. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham kratur aham yajna swadaham aham aushadam mantroham aham evajyam aham agnir aham hutam. He says that, hey brahmanas, don't you know, the ladle with which you offer the ghee itself, the sacrificial fire, the sacrificial arena, the Vedic mantras that you chant, and the Vedas itself, all are non-different from me, Krishna says. By which you should know that if I am everything, then your offering should be for whose pleasure? My pleasure, Krishna's pleasure, like that he is saying. Vasudeva paramakaha, and then he is saying, Vasudeva para yoga. That means all the yoga institutes should teach Krishna consciousness. That's the meaning. Vasudeva para yoga means after doing all yogasanas and pranayam and everything, one should come to the lotus feet of Krishna. That's the goal ultimately, which they don't teach about. Isn't it? Vasudeva para kriyaha. That means if you are a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, whatever kriya you do, the fruits you have to offer it to Krishna. Vasudeva param jnanam. Whatever knowledge you acquire, the goal of that knowledge is to ultimately surrender to Krishna. Vasudeva param tapaha. All the austerities should be directed for his pleasure. We should not do any independent austerities. We keep Ekadashi Vrata, we keep Janmashtami fasting and all these things for his pleasure. And then Vasudeva paro dharma. Amongst all dharma, there is three dharma, there is, you know, parivara dharma, desh dharma, you know, samaj dharma and everything. But the highest dharma, paro dharma, is, you know, becoming a devotee of Lord Krishna. And then Vasudeva paragati. He, the ultimate destination for a jiva is to meet Krishna face to face in the spiritual world and engage in his loving service. So Bhagavatam also in this way talks about Krishna is everything. Krishna is Adi Purusha and he is everything. So that's the point. So there are three things I told you. Paramatattva, second is Sarva Shaktiman, and third is Akila Rasamrita Murti. Okay? So one I have explained today, Paramatattva. Sarva Shaktiman we will talk a little more tomorrow. I mean the next class when I speak. We will talk about Sarva Shaktiman. Now today I spoke more about Paramatattva. So that's that was what was mentioned here. He is a Paramaishwara, Swayam Bhagavan, Sarva Avatari, Sarva Karana Pradhan, Aadhar, it is said. Is Aadhar the resting place of unlimited Vaikuntas, Avataras and Brahmandas. And Satchidananda Tanu, the body is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. Rajendra Nandan, he is son of Nanda Maharaj. Sarvaishwarya, Sarva Shakti, Sarvash, Sarva Rasa Purnam. He is full in opulences, potencies and spiritual mellows. And then Ishwara Paramakrishna Shloka, he says, Aprakrita Naveena Madana. He is always like ever fresh Cupid, like Madan. And he is worshipped by Kama Gayatri Mantra and Kama Bija. And the amazing thing is Manmatha Madana. There is one famous verse, 1032, 2. There he says, Tasam, Avirabhut, and that verse is a very famous one. He says that he is attractive not only for the gopis. The cows are also attracted, correct, no? Have you ever seen any of you, you go to a sanctuary, the deers are there, you go to touch the deer, will the deer come towards you or run away from you? They will run away, you will see that. Whereas when Krishna plays on the flute, what the deers do? We come to him. Cows, calves are coming to him, deers are coming, peacocks coming, birds are coming, animals are coming. That's a beauty. So that is the attractive potency of Krishna. He's attracted to everyone, including males, females, moving and inner jivas. He even captivates Cupid, Manmatha Madana. In all the rasas, the devotee is the worshipper, Ashraya, and Krishna is the object of his worship, Vishaya. And then, Shringara Rasaraja Maya Murti Dhara is a personification of conjugal rasa. And lastly he says, Atma Paryanta Sarva Chitta Hara. Attractive to all people including himself also. Atma Paryanta Sarva Chitta Hara. He attracts, one day Krishna suddenly saw his own form in the pillar, which was a coral pillar. And he was surprised. Oh, who is this person so handsome? And he was so amazed, finally understood it was himself only. Like that he says. Apana madhurye hare apanaramana. He steals his own mind and he wants to embrace himself. Seeing his reflection in the jeweled pillar in Dwaraka. That's what I told you. Lalita Madhava says that. So all this is Krishna Tattva, which we, 134 to 150. Today we left in which verse number? 36. Tomorrow, when we in the next verse, when we continue, up to 150 we will read and finish the Krishna Tattva, we will understand it and then go to Radha Tattva, okay? Shil Prabhupada ki, or Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much.